Good morning. We'll call the third case now. Case number A241330. Is that the case for Stephen Baldwin versus James Connors? Good morning, counsel. You will also have 15 minutes for your argument. For this case, as well as the last one, we will just have a single argument from the appellant side. Before beginning your argument, feel free to adjust the podium to your comfort, and please identify yourself and the party you represent for the audio record.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Michael Schwartz. It is my honor and privilege to represent Dr. James Connors with respect to this appeal. Most appeals, as you know, are not granted, and for good reason. This appeal, we respectfully suggest, should be granted for good reasons. And like the three cases we cited in our memorandum, each of those district court decisions were reversed by the appellate court for good reasons, reasons that are very applicable to the case that we have here. It's not just the integrity of Dr. Connors that's at issue here, but the integrity of the HRO process is at issue here. And respectfully, the district court simply got it wrong in issuing the HRO in this case. It was a single incident issue, a single incident application. And as you know, the statute allows for both single incidents, and then if there are multiple incidents, then there's a different standard that applies. I want to make it very clear that this is a single incident case.
Single incident of physical assault, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly, Judge.
And counsel, the district court in this matter made findings, as I review the record, that there was, I think, a push or a shove. Both of those are words used by the district court in its finding, and we have a video that seems to support that finding. Why should this court overturn that finding, which I think is enough to support, at least by the standard here, that there was a single incident of a physical assault?
Sure, very good question, Judge. And you make a point about the video, and I would respectfully ask that you take a look at that video. The district court looked at it once at regular speed and did not allow Mr. Thompson to review that video with Her Honor. In slow motion and stopping at certain points to make it crystal clear what took place there. And so then the question becomes, is a push, and yes, the judge did say a push, if that is what the video shows, and I suggest it does not when you look at it, and nor does the testimony back up that it was a push. But then the question becomes, is a push a physical assault? If that's the case, we have multiple physical assaults at every Viking game or every Gopher game or in the theaters or other places where people get pushed.
Is there any case you could point us to where this court or the Supreme Court has said a push does not constitute a physical assault for purposes of the HRO statute?
There is no case that I've found that uses whether a push is or is not a physical assault. But in the case that we did cite at page 14, a physical assault requires an intent to inflict bodily harm or the infliction of bodily harm. And that's where a push does not fit the definition of a physical assault.
Well, didn't your expert in fact say otherwise after viewing the video and said that the pushing with the paddle could indicate an aggressive intent?
Aggressive behavior, yes.
Yeah.
He did say it could be aggressive behavior. And then he also said it could be that he was asking to put the paddles next to the paddleboard. So if you watch the video, and these are two paddles, right, like this. So He's holding these two paddles. They had already taken the paddleboard off the roof together, placed the paddleboard over by the pillar. Okay. Dr. Connors then takes these two paddles like this, and he's walking to put the paddles over next to the paddleboard. And Mr. Baldwin himself testified that he grabbed the paddles. He grabbed the paddles. And if you see,
well, he was going to take the paddles from him, and then we can see in the video very clearly the pushing toward Mr. Baldwin, which causes him to drop his hands, right? And
well, he
step back.
He let go of the paddles, and Mr. or Dr. Connors didn't let go of the paddles because he was going to put them down next to the paddleboard. Okay, that's not a physical assault. There was no
as a matter of law. I mean, you're not asking us to substitute our, you know, fact finding for that of the district court.
I'm not
court.
Asking you to substitute fact finding. You can't. I get that. But that's what's deficient in the district court order. There was no finding of fact that there was a physical assault. There no was conclusion of law that there was a physical assault. The court found that there was a push. And if the push was to keep control of the paddles so he could set them down next to the pillar, which is what he said, as opposed to Mr. Baldwin's testimony that he wanted to take control of the paddles. So the issue was who was controlling the paddles, not an intent to inflict physical harm. And certainly there was no infliction of physical harm.
Well, what the district court seems to be focused on page 2 of its order, some of which you've already talked about, Mr. Schwartz, is that the court finds respondent intended to intimidate petitioner with the push.
He did. And intent to intimidate, respectfully, judge, is not within the statutory requirement for an HRO to be issued. In the case that we cited, to get the exact name, it's Peterson versus Johnson. It's at page 14 and 15 of our brief. This was the incident at the gas station. And if you get a chance to look at that case, there was more aggressive behavior than what existed here. Clearly, when the guy says, I'll tear your ass to shreds, I know where you live, you'd be surprised to find out what kind of bad luck a guy can have. These are words in which he was clearly trying to intimidate this other person. And the Court of Appeals held that that's not enough. That's not a physical assault. So if the statute said intent to intimidate would be enough, then it would. If the statute said that if you have a push but not intending to harm someone and not causing harm, then it should issue. But that is not what the statute said, and for obviously good reasons. If there's a push, there's no intent to harm. If there are words that don't fit within the physical aspect. Now, if there's multiple instances, then those words could get into that second.
The repeated instance
sure,
of
second
intrusive,
repeated
unwanted.
Instances under the statute, sure. If you keep doing it, then you're going to be subjected to that. But if it's a single incident, then it needs to be physical.
But or it can be an attempt to inflict
attempt,
bodily harm. That's within
sure.
the statute.
Absolutely.
And doesn't the evidence support that district court's finding that at least that push, as is reflected in the testimony in the video, shows an attempt to inflict bodily harm?
Respectfully, Judge, I think not. And when you look at that, video, and the judge says the video speaks for itself, and it does. He's not intending to inflict harm. You can inflict harm. You wouldn't have both paddles together in the middle like this. You take one of them, take a whack at it, something like that. But there was no intent to inflict harm. I think the testimony of Mr. Baldwin is that his intent was to grab the paddles, and Dr. Connor's intent was to place the paddles next to the paddleboard that was leaning against the column. Frankly, it's undisputed by both parties. That's what was going on here.
And they were arguing at the time.
They were arguing at the time, in that Mr. Baldwin was telling Dr. Connor all these bad things about his daughter and the divorce, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, they were. And so That's yeah, they were arguing. And one of the things also to keep in mind, we put in our brief, Dr. Connors is 5'9", 170 pounds. He's 78 years old. Mr. Baldwin is 50 years old. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. And you can kind of see the size differential in the video, but it is significant. And there's simply no way. And if you look at that video, it becomes crystal clear that there was no physical harm inflicted. There was no intent to inflict physical harm. Simply, Dr. Connors, who was there with his wife, by the way, his wife of 56 years, delivering this to Mr. Baldwin's apartment building at his request, simply trying to do a good deed. So if you take a look at the video, I made a comment in my brief, the conclusion of my brief, that there's more time spent reviewing an out-of-bounds call at a college football game than the court spent looking at this. As I read that, getting ready for this hearing, I didn't mean that to be a smart aleck comment.
That's the way it came across to me, frankly.
I apologize if it came across that way. I didn't mean it to come off that way. What I was inartfully trying to say is that when you have an important decision, you want to get it right. And the decision of whether or not there was an assault here or not an assault here, whether an HRO should issue or shouldn't issue here, it warrants merits, I think, respectfully, at taking a look at that video carefully and seeing what it says, what it shows, and what it doesn't show. Unlike some other earlier case you had here, we're not talking about circumstantial evidence or anything like that. We're not talking about whose word you're going to believe or not believe. In fact, if you believe Mr. Baldwin's word, that it was he who grabbed the paddles and that he wanted to take control of the paddles, it actually supports our position. So hopefully, accept my apology if that came off the wrong way. I didn't mean it to. But I would ask that that video be looked at carefully, and you can see from that exactly what we have suggested, and I think what the transcript itself says of what each of these parties were attempting to do. And with that being the case, and with the statute being what the statute is, requiring a physical assault, which in turn requires bodily harm or intent to inflict bodily harm, and with three cases that have been decided where the district court was reversed, we would respectfully ask that the HRO against Dr. Connors in this case also be reversed. Be happy to answer any other questions if you have them, but I'm not one who thinks I need to fill up all 15 minutes just because we have them also. So,
thank you, counsel. It looks like there are no further questions. Thank you for your argument today. The case has been submitted, and we will issue an opinion within the time prescribed by statute.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you for your questions.
That ends our oral calendar this morning, and we will adjourn to confer on our non-oral case.